Whiskey Mojo. Triple M, 17 to 6, live this morning. Thanks to Get Real Workwear and Safety. We'll spin up the Suburban Song Wheel coming up in half an hour. What will it land on today? Quite a few of our local suburbs. Ones that we've been tortured already with a Suburban Song Wheel. We've taken off the...
I wouldn't say they've been tortured.
We'll spin it up after 6 this morning. Do you know, I was out yesterday and somebody had asked me if I heard about the etiquette school here in Mackay, or there's classes for etiquette, like when you go out and eat and stuff. Did you know about that?
Is there really? No, I didn't. We learned that at primary school and high school.
You learned etiquette at school?
Yeah. Mm. It was a fancy school.
Not BS.
No,
you
it
went
was.
To Mount Druitt.
Yeah.
That was not fancy.
No.
The only thing fancy is about that you had shoes on.
We lived in Blackett Heights, thank you.
Blackett Heights, Mount Druitt. But so the lady was saying that, yeah, there's etiquette classes, because she even said that we spoke about this on the air a few years ago, which is true. The way that you eat with a knife and fork is the incorrect way, because she was saying that.
Well, yes, I must admit it is around the wrong way. So it's left-handed, basically.
Yeah, but that's not etiquette.
But I can't do it the other way.
Well, that's
right. I'm unco.
Not etiquette. I found she sent me this link. This is in Mackay.
Yeah.
A school. I've got to find the details. She's going to send them through to me.
Sure.
For people who... I thought we could send you along there when she sends the details through. But so I did some research on it.
Yeah.
And there's this lady on TikTok who was talking about, like, how people will know if you finish eating at your dinner plate.
And eating. Well, it depends on where you are. The American way is to take your knife and your fork and place it on your plate in 4 o'clock position. If you look down at your plate and think of it as a clock, 4 o'clock would be in this position. The European or continental way is to take the fork in the same position and flip it upside down with the tines facing down. How do you
see?
I think there's more to that, but yeah, she's... I don't know how the Americans do it, but we do it here in Australia like the English, where you have the knife and the fork both together with the fork prongs down towards the plate.
Yeah, but yeah. She said, the American way, they have it at 4 p.m. So
both,
it's same
sides.
No, as in so that both of them together are facing 4 p.m.
Oh, right. That's bizarre.
Mm.
But, yeah, we do it a different way here in Australia. That's if we use knives and forks.
You certainly do it in a different way.
But... hang on a second. What are you picking on me for?
No, I'm not.
Because you're same.
No, I don't. I don't eat the way that you eat.
No, you just leave your knife and fork on the table instead. I've noticed that.
No, on the plate. It goes on the plate.
Well, not the last couple of times.
Dave, you can't even remember what happened yesterday, let alone when I eat something at the table. No, it's definitely, I'll leave it on the plate, but.
Yeah, I'll be picking that up again.
Hmm.
So there you go. So what, you want to go down to this etiquette school?
Well, no, she's going to send the details through, and when she does, I think we should give it a crack, and then they can judge, see how well you eat.
Only if you've got to take the same test.
Oh, I'll pass flying colours.
That's the funniest thing you've said all year.
Let us know how you eat on this video, or of course on our Facebook page and on 13 27 10. Jay and Dave for breakfast, 13 to 6 AAA. Here we go.